Bennett, what's your number four?
Our number four, we're going to go back into the 80s again, and I want to play Blind Willie McTell. Mm. Blind Willie McTell, I personally think, is Bob Dylan's greatest song of the 80s. Mm. But here's another one of these little quirks. The only legitimate release of Blind Willie McTell is on the Bootleg Series, Volume 3. Mm-hmm. And I hate that version. I think it's a dreadful version. It sounds like he's just running through the lyrics. The version I'm going to play for you is the electric outtake, and he coughs during the first line, which is probably why it was never released. But and the cough is hardly anything. Mm-hmm. And it's got, oh,
it's got soul,
power and seed, and power and greed and corruptible seed. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. All right.
Blind Willie McTell, Bob Dylan's greatest song of the 80s.
What album is this on, anyway?
It's never been on an album except the Bootleg Series.
All right, well, let's hear it.
I've seen the arrow on the dark bone, seen this land is condemned, all the way from New Orleans to Jerusalem. Well, I traveled through East Texas, where many martyrs fell. And I know no one can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. I've heard that hoot owl singing as they were taking down the tent. The stars above the barren trees was his only audience. Them charcoal gypsy maidens can strut their feathers well, but nobody. Big plantations burning, hear the cracking of the whips, smell that sweet magnolia bloom, and see the ghost of slavery ships. I can hear them tribes moaning, hear that undertaker's bell, and I know no one can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. Oh,
That is good stuff.
Wow. It just takes my breath away.
Yeah, people kind of forget, you know, that he did some great stuff in the 80s. I really like Oh Mercy.
That's a good one. Oh Mercy is a gorgeously produced album.
Yes. And I love, like, there's a song, Most of the Time, which is one of my favorites. Yeah. Didn't quite make my list, but it's good. My number four, we're moving on. My number four is from Bringing It All Back Home. We're zipping around through time now. We're going way back to 1965 again. This is It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding. This is it's just an incredible stream of consciousness, you know, once again just spewing out everything that's in his head. He's spitting anger at hypocrisy, commercialism, consumerism, warmongers, American culture, religion, just everything, you know.
I've seen him perform this song three times and it's always been amazing.
Yeah, he says this is one of the songs that means a lot to him, and he said that today, this I think it was an interview from like 5 years ago. He said today I couldn't write that song today. I don't know how to get into that headspace where you can write something like that, you know.
Well, he even says sometimes the president of the United States must have to stand naked.
Yeah, so. This that's one of the more famous lines from the song. And also, money doesn't talk; it swears.
Obscenity, who really cares?
Propaganda, all is phony. Yeah.
That's still true.
Yep. This is my number four. It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding.
Number four.
Darkness at the break of noon, shadows, even the silver spoon, the handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon. To understand, you know too soon, there's no sense in trying. Pointed threats, they bluff with scorn. Suicide remarks are torn from the fool's gold mouthpiece. The hollow horn plays wasted words, proves to warn that he not busy being born is busy dying. Temptation's page flies out the door. You follow, find yourself at war. Watch waterfalls of pity roar. You feel to moan, but unlike before, you discover that you just be one more person crying. So don't fear if you hear a foreign sound to your ear. It's all right, Ma, I'm only sighing. As some worn victory, some downfall, private reasons, great or small, can be seen in the eyes of those that call to make all that should be killed to crawl, while others say don't hate nothing at all except hatred. Disillusion, words like bullets bark as human gods aim for their mark. Make everything from toy guns that spark to flesh-colored Christs that glow in the dark. It's easy to see without looking too far that not much is really sacred. Preachers preach of evil fates, teachers teach that knowledge waits, can lead to $100 plates, goodness hides behind its gates, but even the president of the United States sometimes must have to stand naked. And though the rules of the road have been lodged, it's only people's games that you got to dodge. And it's all right, Ma, I can make it. advertising signs that con you into thinking you're the one that can do what's never been done, that can win what's never been won. Meantime, life outside goes on all around you. You lose yourself, you reappear. You suddenly find you got nothing to fear. Alone you stand with nobody near. When a trembling distant voice unclear startles your sleeping ears to hear that somebody thinks they really found you. A question in your nerves is lit, yet you know there is no answer fit to satisfy, ensure you not to quit, to keep it in your mind and not forget that it is not he or she or them or it that you belong to. But though the masters make the rules for the wise men and the fools, I got nothing, Ma, to live up to. For them that must obey authority that they do not respect in any degree, who despise their jobs, their destiny, speak jealously of them that are free, do what they do just to be nothing more than something they invest in. While some on principles baptized to strict party platform ties, social clubs in drag disguise, outsiders they can freely criticize, tell nothing except you to idolize and say God bless him. While one who sings with his tongue on fire gargles in the rat race choir, bent out of shape from society's pliers, cares not to come up any higher, but rather get you down in the hole that he's in. But I mean no harm, nor put fault on anyone that lives in a vault. But it's all right, Ma, if I can't please him. Old lady judges watch people in pairs, limited in sex they dare, to push fake morals, insult and stare. While money doesn't talk, it swears. Obscenity, who really cares? Propaganda, all is phony. While them that defend what they cannot see with a killer's pride, security, it blows their minds most bitterly. For them that think death's honesty won't fall upon them naturally, life sometimes must get lonely. My eyes collide head on with stuffed graveyards, false goals I scuff at pettiness which plays so rough. Walk upside down inside handcuffs, kick my legs to crash it off, say, okay, I've had enough, what else can you show me? And if my thought dreams could be seen, they'd probably put my head in a guillotine. But it's all right, Ma, it's life and life only.
If my thought dreams could be seen. It'd probably put my head in a guillotine.
Oh, it's life.
It's life and life only. That is my number four. Yes, my number four. It's all right, Ma, I'm only bleeding. Ryan Blake.
So many songs.
I know. There's not enough time to play them all, but we're going to try. Ryan Blake, what's your number three?
My number three is Girl from the North Country.
Yeah.
And this is from, it says May 1963, but it says here it's a song written following his trip to England in December 1962. And it was written about, some say, about a former girlfriend named Echo Hellstrom.
Yeah, from back in his hometown. Hibbing, mm-hmm. Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I read that too. Girl from his youth.
But that it also could have been written about Susie. So who knows? But yeah. I love this song.
It's a traditional folk song that he updated for himself.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's the same. It's Scarborough Fair.
Yeah, know. She once was a true love of mine. That line's been used in a lot of songs. Yeah. But
are you going to the Scarborough Fair? Are you going to the North Country Fair?
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I have a version of this. It's a duet with him and Johnny Cash. Which is pretty good. Have you heard that?
Nashville Skyline, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah. But this is from what album?
This is from, yeah.
Cool. Ryan Blake's number 3, Girl from the North Country.
Number 3.
If you're traveling in the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there, for she once was a true love of mine. If you go when the snowflakes storm, when the rivers freeze and summer ends, please see she has a coat so warm to keep her from the howling winds. Please see if her hair hangs long, if it rolls and flows all down her breast. Please see for me if her hair's hanging long, for that's the way I remember her best. I'm wondering if she remembers me at all. Many times I've often prayed in the darkness of my night, in the brightness of my day.
You know, it's another instance of what you can learn about lyric writing from Dylan. Uh-huh. Because, for instance, I'm wondering if she remembers me at all. Many times I've often prayed in the darkness of my night, in the brightness of my day. It's like, I think about her all the time. That's what he just said. All the time. But to say it like that,
that's how a poet says it.
Yeah. You know?
Exactly.
In the darkness of my night and in the brightness of my day. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Great song.
The Freewheeling album originally was going to be called Bob Dylan's Blues. That was, they were going to, the idea was going to be a blues album. But it took a full year to put the album together. Mm-hmm. Whereas the first album was recorded in two sessions in about 4 hours. The second album took a whole year to put together. Huh. And it's because during the time, he'd record a few songs with the idea of an album in mind, and then he started writing. Mm-hmm. And he started turning out these songs. And every time he turned in a new great song, people began to pay attention to them.
Yeah.
And so the album kept shifting and shifting and shifting. Originally, it was going to be an album of blues songs. By the end, it was his first completely original album where he wrote. You know, he gets credit for all the songs on the album. And, Don't Think Twice is on there. Mm-hmm. Hard Rain and Pulling in the Wind.
Hard Rain. Wow, what a great song. Yeah. I didn't even think to put that one on. Damn.
So, all right. Well, that was my number three. So, Bennett, what's your number three?
My number three song, we're going to jump to Nashville Skyline from 1969.
Nice.
And I picked a song that is another classic example of what a great songwriter he is. Mm-hmm. He wrote this in the fall of 1968 when he was thinking about a follow-up to John Wesley Harding. Mm-hmm. And we know he wrote this then because George Harrison and his wife came to visit him and stayed with him in Woodstock for a few weeks. And then George went back to London and did the Get Back recordings in January 69. Mm-hmm. And during one of those sessions, he pulls out this song and says, this is a new Bob Dylan song. And he sings this song just from listening to Bob play it in the room with him because it hadn't been recorded yet.
He just picked it up.
So this is just a tremendous song called I Threw It All Away, which he did in the 70s, but he's never done since then. And the lines that kill me are, once I had mountains in the palm of my hand and rivers that ran through every day.
Wow.
And I threw it all away.
I once held her in my arms. She said she would always stay. But cruel, I treated her like a fool. I threw it all away. Once I had mountains in the palm of my hand and rivers that ran through every day. That must have been mad. I never knew what I had until I threw it all away. Love is all I am. It makes the world go round. Love and only love, it can't be denied. No matter what you think about it, you just won't be able to do without it. Take a tip from one who's tried. So if you find someone who gives you all of the love, take it to your heart, don't let it stray. Oh, one thing for certain, you will surely be hurting if you throw it all away. If you throw it all away.
Nice short song. Yes. I threw it all away.
Good stuff.
Get it so it doesn't get the next song.
God.
Next song is Peggy Day.
I'm not used to playing CDs on this thing.
And actually, Nashville Skyline is a really short album. He really didn't have enough songs for the album. That's why he did Girl with the North Country with Johnny Cash. He didn't have enough songs. Huh. There's an instrumental on the album as well. And yet, when you put it all together, it's less than 30 minutes long, the album. And Mr. Dylan had been putting out 50-minute albums regularly.
Yeah, you know. Double albums. And
well, the double album is only long because I mean, it's not that long. It's only a little over 70 minutes long.
Well, it fits on one CD.
It does. It does. And basically, Sad Eyed Lady is only a minute longer than Desolation Row. Hmm. Yet it's all by
well,
itself.
We won't be hearing it today because those ones, we'll be here all night. But that's I threw it all away. I really like that song. I'm going to have to go and find it, another version of it. My number three is from Highway 61, and it's called Ballad of a Thin Man. This song has my favorite musical arrangement of all this stuff. Dylan's playing the piano, Al Kooper's got playing the Hammond organ, and I don't know, the lyrics are... what do you think? I mean, he's calling out the establishment for kind of not knowing what's going on, kind of being clueless as to what, you know.
It's about a gay encounter. What are you talking about?
Ballad of a Thin Man. There's the Mr. Jones character.
Well, there was actually a writer in England named Jones.
Right.
So in England, they just figured he was just writing directly about one man.
Yeah.
But I don't think there was any. I don't think Bob thought that.
No, well, he came out and said, "Yes, it's me. I'm Mr. Jones."
Yes, he did. Yes, yeah. He did. Yeah.
And because there was a guy, Dylan was. I read that Dylan was making fun of him. Like he recording everything, and Dylan would walk by and say, "You getting it all down, Mr. Jones? Yeah, you taking good notes, Mr. Jones? You know, kind of just yelling at him."
Well, like Positively 4th Street, this was recorded in the sessions right after the Newport Festival, where they booed him for going electric.
Right.
And they booed really loudly. Yeah. And then they only cheered when he came back with the acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
So he was very much on a tear to say, you know, you got to pay attention to the new stuff now.
Yeah.
Don't hold me to your old thing.
Yep.
Which he thought was kind of queer.
Is that right? Anyway, this is my number three. This is Ballad of a Thin Man. Check it out.
Number three.
You walk into the room with your pencil in your hand, you see somebody naked and you say, "Who is that man?" You try so hard, but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You raise up your head and you ask, "Is this where it is?" Then somebody points to you and says, "It's his." And you say, "What's mine?" And somebody else says, "Well, what is?" And you say, "Oh my God, am I here all alone?" But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek, who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak and says, "How does it feel to be such a freak?" And you say, "Impossible," as he hands you a bone. And something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Jacks to get
spits you facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect anyway. They already expect you to all give a check to tax-deductible charity organization. With the professors and they've all liked your looks. With great lawyers you have discussed lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. But something is happening here and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Well, the sword swallower, he comes up to you and then he kneels. He crosses himself and then he clicks his high heels. And without further notice, he asks you how it feels. And he says, here is your throat back, thanks for the loan. And you know something is happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Now, you see this one-eyed midget shouting the word now. And you say, for what reason? And he says, how? And you say, what does this mean? And he screams back, you're a cow. Give me some milk or else go home. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Into the room like a camel and then you frown. You put your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming around. You should be made to wear earphones. 'Cause something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
Whoa!
That whoa at the end. Oh,
you have
God.
You have many contacts amongst the lumberjacks to give you facts when someone attacks your imagination. I love it. That's my number three, Ballad of a Thin Man. Ryan Blake, you're up.
Man, we're at number two.
Yes, sir.
My number two is It Ain't Me, Babe.
Yeah.
From 1964. Once again, this is about Susie Rotolo.
Yeah.
And essentially all the things that she wants and... like a lover for her life and nothing more.
Right.
But it ain't him.
It's also an answer song to She Loves You.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, he listened to the Beatles say, yeah, 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 so he wrote No, No, No as an answer. And so it really is that. But the scary part is the fourth verse, of course. Mm-hmm. And the Turtles had a big hit with the song around that time, but they only sang the first three verses.
What's the fourth verse again?
The one about, in any way, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Ouch. Sorry, Suze. Things are not looking good for you and Bob these days. Yeah. Shall I play it, sir?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, play that thing.
Cool. Ryan Blake's number two.
It ain't me, babe.
Number two.
Go away from my window, leave at your own chosen speed.
I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone who's never weak but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go lightly from the ledge, babe. Go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want, babe. I will only let you down. You say you're looking for someone who promised never to part, someone to close his eyes for you, someone to close his heart, someone who will die for you and more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go melt back in the night. Everything inside is made of stone. There's nothing in here moving, and anyway I'm not alone. You say you're looking for someone who pick you up each time you fall, to gather flowers constantly, and to come each time you call. A lover for your life and nothing more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
It ain't me, babe.
It ain't me.
It ain't me. It ain't me.
No, no, no.
Is it you?
No, never, never me.
That's Ryan Blake's number two. You're up next there, Bennett.
Okay, well, take care, Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan's going to take off.
I'm going to roll.
Ryan's got a motor.
But take my number one with honor. Play it.
Oh, we won't
pleasurably.
We won't make fun of it, believe me.
Okay.
You can't.
Hey, but you good list.
You good list.
You good list.
Okay, thank you.
Wait a minute, you didn't mention what we're going to do next week.
Oh, we're going to do top 10 songs about food.
Cool.
Next week.
Yeah.
That sounds like Bob Dylan's show, Theme Time Hour.
Yeah.
That's right. That's true.
He did a food show.
Top 10 songs about food.
All right, get out of here.
All right.
All right, take care, sir.
What do you got there, sir?
All right, so I was going to play Spanish Harlem Incident, but you guys have played so many songs from another side of Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
That I've decided to change.
All right.
And I'm going to go to another protest song, but I'm going to take it from Bob Dylan in Concert, which is an unreleased album from this very same time period.
All right.
And I'm going to play, take care, the greatest version ever of Masters of War.
Ah, there you go.
So let's go.
Let's hear it.
I don't mind the Ten Commandments. I believe in the Ten Commandments. The first one, I am the Lord thy God, is a great commandment if it's not said by the wrong people. Yeah. So here's this called Masters of War. Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes,
you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind discs. I just want you to know I can see through your mask. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. Where a war can be won, you want me to believe. But I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers, all the others to fire. Then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. Oh, threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young. You might say I'm unlearned. But there's one thing I know. Though I'm younger than you, that even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I'll watch while you're lured down to your deathbed, and I'll stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
That's Angry Bob.
Well, that's the angriest version ever.
That is some angry, angry Bob. Good stuff, though. Masters of War. I was actually about to play that song. That was going to be my number two, because Ryan stole my number two, which was The Man and Me. So now you've stolen the one I was going to... All right.
Gotcha.
All right. The only thing, there's only one thing you can do in this situation, and that is to play If Not For You. So here it is, cool. Number two.
Number two.
Mm-hmm. for you. Babe, I couldn't find the door, couldn't even see the floor. I'd be sad and blue, but not for you. If not for you, babe, I'd lay awake all night, wait for the morning light to shine in through. But it would not be new if not for you. If not for you, a sky would fall, rain would gather too. Without your love, I'd be nowhere at all. I'd be lost if not for you, and you know it's true. If not for you, my sky would fall, rain would gather too. Without your love, I'd be nowhere at all. Oh, what would I do if not for you? If not for you, winter would have no spring. Couldn't hear the robin sing. I just wouldn't have a clue. Anyway, it wouldn't ring true if not for you. If not for you. If not for you. If not for you.
Yeah, that is my new
if
number
not
two.
Not for you.
If not for you.
Yeah.
From New Morning.
Lovely, lovely song.
Good stuff. Just, Ryan Blake, you're up next. Oh, he's not here. His number one, though, is Blowin' in the Wind.
From the song No More Auction Block, an old slave spiritual that Dylan took the melody from.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And then there was this kid in New Jersey who wrote to Newsweek magazine and said, Bob Dylan stole Blowin' in the Wind from me. And it turned out he'd written an essay called Blowin' in the Wind that had nothing to do with the song. But Newsweek magazine was in 62 or 63, whatever it was, were down on Bob Dylan for some reason. He wouldn't interview with them or something.
When this song came out, a lot of people in the village were down on it. And they're saying, like, this song doesn't have any meaning. It's stupid. You know, what blows in the wind, this song does, or something like that.
Well, it's,
you know, they were just mostly jealousy.
Jealousy is there. This crossed everything. Yeah. You know, it only took him like 15 minutes to write the song. He wrote it real fast. In Rinaldo and Clara, you hear the story of the first time it was ever performed in New York. It's a fascinating thing. It's a great song. It's the most beautiful song.
Let's hear it. This is Ryan's number one, and this is Blowin' in the Wind.
Number one.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Just to hear it again, it still thrills me the way it always has. What an incredible song.
Blowing in the Wind. Yep, that's Ryan's number one. And it's time. Bennett, it's time for your number one.
Well, I've been so glad to do this today. Thank you so much, Ben and Ryan.
Yes, we're glad to have you.
I've been surprised by how much this has concentrated solely in the 60s. And surprised because there's, you know, his work is so expansive.
Yeah.
But as you said, you don't know very much about the music that he's done recently, right?
Well, I have Love and Theft, and I really like it. And I don't have Time Out of Mind, but I have Love Sick, which is a really good song.
You have the single?
Just the single.
Or you just have it as an MP3.
Yeah, exactly. And I really like...
Because the B-sides are fantastic on that single. Yeah.
I've heard that. And I've got like
it's just all live recordings, you know. There's a version of Blind Willie McTell that's really good.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I really like Oh Mercy, but yeah, the newest record, Together Through Life, I haven't heard that. I have heard Modern Times, which is I think it's okay.
Modern Times is a bunch of blues shuffles. Love and Theft, which has quotations around it. The title, that's not the title.
Oh,
the title is in quotation. You have to have air quotes.
Love and Theft.
Love and Theft is a humor album, and it's really stunning. It's so funny.
Oh, it is. I love that record.
It is, but it's very difficult. Even as a longtime Bob Dylan fan, it's very difficult to get into the most recent things.
It's his voice.
Yeah, yeah.
His voice is gone, you know?
Well, it's... Yeah, my friend Steve has been writing me recently to say, God, his voice is so terrible. But I think, at least he does full songs now. In the late 80s, he did, you know.
Yeah.
You couldn't understand a word that he sang sometimes. And from his book, and it appears that he was aware that things were bad, you know. And now he's pretty powerful in the way he devotes himself to his music.
Good.
Well, my number one song is the song that he won the Oscar for, Things Have Changed.
Oh, yes. I love this song.
And it's a fantastic song.
It's the Wonder Boys.
It's from the Wonder Boys.
Soundtrack.
On Modern Times, the Modern Times album comes with a DVD,
yeah.
And you get the video from of the song, mm-hmm. which has people from the film Wonder Boys in it.
Good movie too.
It's the only Michael Douglas film that I really like.
Yeah.
Of all of his films.
Tobey Maguire became a star from this movie.
Yeah. And it's sexy and it's interesting and it's about pot and it's about a lot of things, you know.
Yeah.
And it has this great song by Bob Dylan and now, you know, what do you say when when the chorus of this song is I used to care. But things have changed.
Yeah.
You know? He's reflecting where he's at, you know, at about 60 years old, you know, and looking out at this world. And so I used to care, but things have changed. Number one.
Number one. Check it out.
A worried man with a worried mind.
drinking champagne. Got white skin, got assassin's eyes. I'm looking up into the sapphire tinted skies. I'm well dressed, waiting on the last train. Standing on the gallows with my head in the moon. Any minute now I'm expecting all hell. People are crazy and talks are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. This place ain't doing me any good. I'm in the wrong town. I should be in Hollywood. Just for a second there, I thought I saw something move. Gonna take dancing lessons, do the jitterbug rag. Ain't no shortcuts. Gonna dress in drag. Only a fool here would think he's got anything. A lot of water under the bridge, a lot of other stuff too. Don't get up, gentlemen, I'm only passing through. People are crazy, times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. First woman I meet, putting her in a wheelbarrow and wheeling her down the street. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. Just don't show it. You can hurt someone and not even know it. The next 60 seconds could be like an eternity. Gonna get low down, gonna fly high. All the truth in the world adds up to one big lie. I'm in love with a woman that don't even appeal to me. Jinx and Miss Lucy, they jumped in the lake. I'm not that eager to make a mistake. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed.
Things have changed from the Wonder Boys soundtrack.
Oh, that was a single, and it was and yes, and it won the Oscar.
Yeah, I remember seeing him on the Oscars performing via satellite.
Via satellite.
His band. Yeah, Australia or something.
And looking strangely out from the camera, out at the audience, and yeah, that was an interesting performance. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's the most current song that we're playing today.
I think so.
So we are covering, you know, 40 years at least of his career. He's had a 50-year career. So.
Yeah, we tried.
Yeah.
My number one is the obvious choice, but it must be played. It's a great song. It's like a Rolling Stone.
It would have to be played.
It has to be played. Yeah. No, anyone that was worried that we weren't going to get to it, we're getting to it. This song is taken from, the lyrics are taken from an extended piece that Bob Dylan wrote after he got back from this European tour. He just had to get all this stuff out of his head. And
well, he literally quit. He claims that he absolutely quit, that he was through with music. Yeah. He was not happy on that British tour in May 1965.
Yeah.
And he just wasn't happy with what was coming, and he was thinking, maybe I should be a playwright or something else. So
yeah, he wrote 20 pages of prose.
It's either 6 pages or 20. There were 2 different stories, and out of it came, how does it feel?
Yep. He said that this is his favorite song of his. It says it gave him the confidence to get back into music. He was really going to quit.
Mm-hmm.
There's an original version that is in 3/4 time, which I've never heard. I mean, it was never recorded.
There's an outtake of it, first verse, and it was from the day before. This was recorded over 2 days.
Okay.
And the outtake, and I believe Bob is on the piano on the outtake, as a waltz. He's doing it as a waltz.
Yeah, I'm trying to picture that.
And it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. But his voice is shot. He even says that, my voice is shot. And they came back in the next day, and the first take that they did was perfect. And then they continued to do it like 8 more takes.
Yeah.
And then they listened back, and that first take was the one. Yeah.
So yeah, this is my number one. This is the first single to ever be over 6 minutes long. And
yeah. It originally was broken up into 2 halves.
Yeah, the DJs had to flip the record over.
But they stopped that after a while.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And so you can get it as a 45 with Gates of Eden as the other side.
Ah. Yeah. Anyhow, this is my number one. This is like a Rolling Stone. Check it out.
Number one.
Time you dress so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. So loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without? But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any. Bye.
the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? Let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? After he took from you gifts, but you better take a diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. Now you got no secrets to conceal.
What other way there is there to end it? You know, you just gotta
not with a Bob Dylan show. You need to hear Like a Rolling Stone. It is the song that he is most associated with.
Yeah, and for good reason. It's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant song.
Now, I've seen him do terrible versions of it. In 92, he did a David Letterman 10th anniversary special or something.
It was no good.
And he did not want to do the song, but they said, oh, Bob, you got to sing Like a Rolling Stone. And he gave the most half-assed version of it. And it was, he had great backup singers like K.D. Lang and people like that.
Yeah.
All these people standing around ready to give it their all. And he's like, ah, God. He just slops it off.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's my number one, Like a Rolling Stone. And this has been our top 10 Bob Dylan songs of all time.
All-time top 10 Bob Dylan.
Good.
30 songs.
30 songs.
Yeah.
I hope you're still with us, folks, because we had fun doing it, and I hope you had fun listening to it. Bennett, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Ben Eisen.
Yes. Yes, that's so
and weird. I'm Bennett Tyson.
That's so weird. But yeah, Ryan took off, but he says thank you as well.
You bet.
And we had a great time. I guess I have a couple of alternates that are worth mentioning. If you have one or two that you'd like to just mention that you wish you could have played, that you just, it was just
like, well, I would have played Desolation Row. I would have played Sad Eyed Lady. I would have played Highlands. Those are three fantastic songs, but they were too long for our purposes.
Yeah. Okay.
And Foot of Pride and Just Like a Woman.
Yeah, I was just going to say Just Like a Woman was one of mine. I also had Simple Twist of Fate, Lay Lady Lay, Knocking on Heaven's Door, and Love Sick from Time Out of Mind. And that's my list. Next week, Ryan announced it earlier, we're going to be doing top 10 songs about food.
Ooh.
So I don't know what that's going to be like. It should be interesting. And check it out. That's all we got for you today, folks. So until next time, peace out.
His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man and wife.